Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Are you one of the 13 million baby boomers caring for elderly parents? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. How do you prepare emotionally and financially for the death of a parent? Elder care specialists say, make a plan. Having a plan will help immensely when you are confronted with sudden, unexpected changes in their health. Without a clear plan to handle elderly parents' financial, medical and legal issues, the baby boomer caregiver can easily feel overwhelmed with stress, uncertainty, and conflict. End-of-life issues are emotionally demanding. Issues such as recognizing the signs when your parents can no longer live alone, how to negotiate the bureaucracy of hospitals, nursing homes, and hospice, what to do to manage sibling disagreements when decisions are being made, knowing when attorneys are needed and not needed to help with legal decisions, and most importantly, determining when's the best time and easiest approaches to talk with them about and plan for their end-of-life needs and wishes. I was a long-distance caregiver to my parents for several years before they died 6 months apart. I was living in New York, they were in Tucson, Arizona. I made monthly trips west to see them and to stay as current as possible regarding their care. One of the best decisions I made was hiring a local geriatric care specialist. She made it possible for my monthly trips to see Mom and Dad to be more enjoyable, memorable visits than flying into town and being confronted with a crisis. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.